off the road in Iowa. With me in this interview is Joanna Schrader, who is with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council on the staff, unlike yours truly, the Ethanol Advocate. And Joanna, we're so glad to have you join us here in Des Moines, right outside of Des Moines. Tell us a little bit about how EPIC got involved in being a sponsor and helping support this cross-country convoy.
Well, EPIC felt it was promotion because when the interstate was formed 50 years ago, vehicles were running across the Midwest specifically using ethanol. So as we increase our ethanol production and use in America, we thought this is a great way to educate consumers about why ethanol is such an important fuel.
This event that we have put on here by the Iowa Department of Transportation seems to have drawn a big crowd out here on a beautiful day, and we're going to be on stage here in a few minutes. What kind of message do you have for the people that came out today?
I'm going to talk to the people about demanding ethanol, making sure that they're using it, taking stake in America's future, both economically and environmentally, and also improving their car's performance.
Well, I've been with the convoy since the beginning, and people all the way, at least to this point so far, have loved seeing the ethanol. I've had lots of, you know, consumer contact, even some mechanics who, you know, they have questions, but EPIC's mission is to help educate the consuming public. And what are some of the ways that people can find out more information if they are curious?
One place they can go is drivingethanol.org, where we have a lot of information about ethanol. And we're also developing a mechanics module, training module, that will teach mechanics about ethanol, whether it's a 10% blend, an E85 blend, or anywhere in between.
Thank you very much. That's Joanna Schrader with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council out here in Des Moines, Iowa, as we are off the highway with the convoy, but getting back on it later this afternoon. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.